Today is the second day of July. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. What a joy and an honor, a privilege, and a lot of gratefulness that we can be here together today. Once again, on the journey that we began 6 months ago. We're working our way through the middle of the year at this point. And just a couple days into the back half. Very grateful that we got this far together. Very eager and anticipating the territory that we have in the scriptures and all that we have to explore as we continue the journey. So let's jump in for today. We are working through the book of 2 Kings at this point with King Hezekiah, who was a great and reforming king that really restored the kingdom of Judah and its heart back toward God. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 through 22, verse 2. About this time, Hezekiah got sick and was almost dead. Isaiah the prophet went in and told him, "The Lord says, you won't ever get well. You are going to die, so you had better start doing what needs to be done." Hezekiah turned toward the wall and prayed, "Don't forget that I have been faithful to you, Lord. I have obeyed you with all my heart, and I do whatever you say is right." After this, he cried bitterly. Before Isaiah got to the middle court of the palace, the Lord sent him back to Hezekiah with this message: "Hezekiah, you are the ruler of my people, and I am the Lord God, who was worshipped by your ancestor David. I heard you pray, and I saw you cry. I will heal you, so that 3 days from now you will be able to worship in my temple. I will let you live 15 years more, while I protect you and your city from the king of Assyria. I will defend this city as an honor to me and to my servant David." Then Isaiah said to the king's servants, "Bring some mashed figs and place them on the king's open sore. He will then get well." Hezekiah asked Isaiah, "Can you prove that the Lord will heal me, so that I can worship in his temple in 3 days?" Isaiah replied, "The Lord will prove to you that he will keep his promise. Will the shadow made by the setting sun on the stairway go forward 10 steps or back 10 steps? "It's normal for the sun to go forward," Hezekiah answered, "but how can it go back?" Isaiah prayed, and the Lord made the shadow go back 10 steps on the stairway built for King Ahaz. Moradak Beladan, the son of Beladan, was now king of Babylonia. And when he learned that Hezekiah had been sick, he sent messengers with letters and a gift for him. Hezekiah welcomed the messengers and showed them all the silver, the gold, the spices, and the fine oils that were in his storehouse. He even showed them where he kept his weapons. Nothing in his palace or in his entire kingdom was kept hidden from them. Isaiah asked Hezekiah, "Where did these men come from, and what did they want?" "They came all the way from Babylonia," Hezekiah answered. "What did you show them?" Isaiah asked. Hezekiah answered, "I showed them everything in my kingdom." Then Isaiah told Hezekiah, "I have a message for you from the Lord. One day, everything you and your ancestors have stored up will be taken to Babylonia. The Lord has promised that nothing will be left. Some of your own sons will be taken to Babylonia, where they will be disgraced and made to serve in the king's palace." Hezekiah thought, "At least our nation will be at peace for a while." So he told Isaiah, "The message you brought me from the Lord is good." Everything else Hezekiah did while he was king, including his brave deeds and how he made the upper pool and tunnel bring water into Jerusalem, is written in the history of the kings of Judah. Hezekiah died, and his son Manasseh became king. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled 55 years from Jerusalem. His mother was Hephzibah. Manasseh disobeyed the Lord by following the disgusting customs of the nations that the Lord had forced out of Israel. He rebuilt the local shrines that his father Hezekiah had torn down. He built altars for the god Baal and set up a sacred pole for worshiping the goddess Asherah, just as King Ahab of Israel had done. And he faithfully worshiped the stars in heaven. In the temple, where only the Lord was supposed to be worshipped, Manasseh built altars for the worship of pagan gods and the stars. He placed these altars in both courts of the temple and even set up the pole for Asherah there. Manasseh practiced magic and witchcraft. He asked fortune tellers for advice and sacrificed his own son. He did many sinful things and made the Lord very angry. Years ago, the Lord had told David and his son Solomon, "Jerusalem is the place I prefer above all others in Israel. It belongs to me, and there I will be worshipped forever. If my people will faithfully obey all the commands in the law of my servant Moses, I will never make them leave the land I gave to their ancestors." But the people of Judah disobeyed the Lord. They listened to Manasseh and did even more sinful things than the nations the Lord had wiped out. One day the Lord said to some of his prophets, "King Manasseh has done more disgusting things than the Amorites, and he has led my people to sin by forcing them to worship his idols. Now I, the Lord God of Israel, will destroy both Jerusalem and Judah. People will hear about it, but won't believe it. Jerusalem is as sinful as Ahab and the people of Samaria were. So I will wipe out Jerusalem and be done with it, just as someone wipes water off a plate and turns it over to dry. I will even get rid of my people who survive. They will be defeated and robbed by their enemies. My people have done what I hate and have not stopped making me angry since their ancestors left Egypt." Manasseh was guilty of causing the people of Judah to sin and disobey the Lord. He also refused to protect innocent people. He even let so many of them be killed that their blood filled the streets of Jerusalem. Everything else Manasseh did while he was king, including his terrible sins, is written in the history of the kings of Judah. He died and was buried in Uzzah Garden near his palace, and his son Amon became king. Amon was 22 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled from Jerusalem for 2 years. His mother, Meshulamet, was the daughter of Haruz from Jotbah. Amon disobeyed the Lord just as his father Manasseh had done. Amon worshipped the idols Manasseh had made and refused to be faithful to the Lord, the God his ancestors had worshipped. Some of Amon's officials plotted against him and killed him in his palace. He was buried in Uzzah Garden. Soon after that, the people of Judah killed the murderers of Amon. Then they made his son Josiah king. Everything else Amon did while he was king is written in the history of the kings of Judah. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled 31 years from Jerusalem. His mother, Jedidah, was the daughter of Adaiah from Bozkat. Josiah always obeyed the Lord, just as his ancestor David had done. Acts 21:18-36. Paul went with us to see James the next day, and all the church leaders were present. Paul greeted them and told how God had used him to help the Gentiles. Everyone who heard this praised God and said to Paul, "My friend, You can see how many tens of thousands of our people have become followers, and all of them are eager to obey the law of Moses. But they have been told that you are teaching those who live among the Gentiles to disobey this law. They claim that you are telling them not to circumcise their sons or to follow our customs. What should we do now that our people have heard you are here? Please do what we ask, because four of our men have made special promises to God. Join with them and prepare yourself for the ceremony that goes with the promises. Pay the cost for their heads to be shaved. Then everyone will learn that the reports about you are not true. They will know that you do obey the law of Moses. Some while ago, we told the Gentile followers what we think they should do. We instructed them not to eat anything offered to idols. They were told not to eat any meat with blood still in it, or the meat of an animal that has been strangled. They were also told not to commit any terrible sexual sins. The next day, Paul took the four men with him and got himself ready at the same time they did. Then he went into the temple and told when the final ceremony would take place and when an offering would be made for each of them. When the period of 7 days for the ceremony was almost over, some of the Jewish people from Asia saw Paul in the temple. They got a large crowd together and started attacking him. They were shouting, "Friends, help us! This man goes around everywhere saying bad things about our nation and about the law of Moses and about this temple. He has even brought shame to this holy temple by bringing in Gentiles." Some of them thought that Paul had brought Trophimus from Ephesus into the temple because they had seen them together in the city. The whole city was in an uproar, and the people turned into a mob. They grabbed Paul and dragged him out of the temple. And suddenly the doors were shut. The people were about to kill Paul when the Roman army commander heard that all Jerusalem was starting to riot. So he quickly took some soldiers and officers and ran to where the crowd had gathered. As soon as the mob saw the commander and soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The army commander went over and arrested him and had him bound with two chains. Then he tried to find out who Paul was and what he had done. Part of the crowd shouted one thing and part of them shouted something else, but they were making so much noise that the commander could not find out a thing. Then he ordered Paul to be taken into the fortress. As they reached the steps, the crowd became so wild that the soldiers had to lift Paul up and carry him. The crowd followed and kept shouting, "Kill him! Kill him!" Psalm 150. The Lord is good to his people. Shout praises to the Lord. Praise God in his temple. Praise him in heaven, his mighty fortress. Praise our God. His deeds are wonderful, too marvelous to describe. Praise God with trumpets and all kinds of harps. Praise him with tambourines and dancing, with stringed instruments and woodwinds. Praise God with cymbals, with clashing cymbals. Let every living creature praise the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord. Proverbs 18, 9 and 10. Being lazy is no different from being a troublemaker. The Lord is a mighty tower where his people can run for safety. Okay, so yesterday, as we're moving through 2 Kings, we read of a pretty desperate time when King Hezekiah put all Israel's hopes in God as they faced the taunting and the threats and demoralization of the Assyrian Empire. And so today the prophet Isaiah visited the king who had become very ill. And Isaiah told Hezekiah that basically he needed to get his affairs in order because he wasn't going to recover. He was going to die. And like nobody wants to hear that kind of news. Hezekiah was no different. And so, I mean, it's such a human thing that we can imagine so clearly. He turns his face to the wall and he weeps bitterly because the news is so bitter. Like, you're not going to get well. You're not going to get back up out of this bed. You're going to die. And so Hezekiah prays, Lord, please remember, I've always been faithful. I was faithful to you. I've served you. I didn't have a divided mind about it. I was single-minded. I was always trying to please you. And so as Isaiah is leaving the palace, after delivering the bad news, God spoke to him to go back to Hezekiah and tell him that the Lord had seen and heard his prayers and seen his tears, and that he would be healed in 3 days. From then he would go out of his bed and go to the temple of the Lord, and that 15 years were being added to his life, and that the city of Jerusalem would be rescued from the king of Assyria. So Hezekiah, I mean, that's obviously a relief and really, really important and good news. But Hezekiah, you know, being a little bit skeptical, is wondering if there could be a sign, because the prophet Isaiah had just told him he's going to die, and then the prophet Isaiah came back and just told him he's going to live. So Isaiah asked, should the sun's shadow move forward or backward 10 steps? And Hezekiah chose backward. And there's been all kinds of speculation about how that can even happen. You know, even scholarly speculation that maybe there's a solar eclipse happening to move the shadow backward. No matter how, though, no matter how, God did that. And God also did restore Hezekiah to health. And then in Acts, that's where the drama is really building at this point. Paul, having traveled far and being warned aggressively not to go, finally did reach Jerusalem. And he met with the leaders of the Jerusalem church. And obviously this massive issue in the early church involving Jews and Gentiles and how they can believe and how they could be a part of faith in, of the church of Jesus. I mean, the issue kind of boils down to, does a person have to convert to Judaism and then follow the way of Jesus as a Jewish rabbi, but live within the context of the Mosaic law, or as Gentiles who have never heard of any of this, have no concept, no context for any of this. Like, do they have to actually do that? Or was it faith and a gift of mercy and a gift of the Holy Spirit to those who believe? So we've been watching Paul, and he brings a gospel that opens the way for anybody in the world who believes to enter into a relationship with God. But for a devout Jew who was raised in that context and rejected the teachings of Jesus and him as a rabbi, Paul had become a complete heretic. We remember Paul was being trained in Jerusalem in the temple. So he's not like a joke. This wasn't a joke. He's definitely one of the ones that are more elite and more educated. So for him to turn and follow Jesus, that makes him an apostate, a heretic who had abandoned his faith. And, well, in that context and in that world, he deserves to die. So Paul then, upon entering the temple complex, gets spotted. A mob forms. We've seen this happen so many different places, but we're in Jerusalem at this point, so this is no joke. And the mob practically turned into a riot. If the Roman soldiers had not come into the midst of it and put it down, that would have probably been the end of the Apostle Paul right then and there. We'd probably read that story of his martyrdom, but that would be it right there. Instead, the Roman soldiers, they do rescue him, but they do arrest him. The Holy Spirit, according to Paul, has led him to Jerusalem and gave him advance words that this is what was going to happen. There's an interesting thing, though, about this scene. Paul will never be a free man again for the rest of his life. And so we have traveled with Paul on his missionary journeys, and it's not that his mission is complete, but this arrest is the end of Paul's freedom. But like I said, this isn't the end of Paul's mission, and we'll see that even though he is no longer a free man, this is not going to slow him down. Ironically, because of this, his influence is only going to grow as the gospel continues to spread throughout the world. So we're going to have a long run with Paul, because he authors the significant part of the New Testament in his letters. And so as we watch Paul's ministry, we continue to see what a person that is really trying to become Christ-like each day actually looks like. Paul chose to live his life as he coins it, as a living sacrifice. And we see in Paul that in word and in deed, his life seems to mean nothing to him anymore without his relationship with God. And so let's watch this, because it is no less important for us. So Father, we thank you another day. Another day has come, and you have allowed us to be here together, taking another step forward, and we thank you for that. And as we watch some of this transition happening in the book of Acts, we invite your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into our own contexts, how this plays out to become sanctified and to become Christ-like. And we ask that your Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that led the apostles, including Paul, lead us into the truth, all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are new, and these are home base. And this is where you find out what's going on around here. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. It's where many resources live, including the brand new spiritual connection cards. As I've been saying, you can order those, and if you want them, you should. They are on back order right now, but we have more coming, and they are going to go back out the day that they get here. And so from the rolling hills of Tennessee, we will ship them to wherever you may be on this planet. So check them out, as well as any other of the resources that live in the Daily Audio Bible shop. But what's immediately on our radar is that a few days from now is our Daily Audio Bible holiday, the long walk. And so we've been talking about that. We get the idea. Take the day, go out into nature, go out into beauty, slow your life down, disengage from all of the anxieties, all of the things that are chasing you right now. Disengage from technology that pulls you in a million directions a day. Slow things down. Enjoy the the life that we share on this planet that is happening all around us. Take a day, go for a long walk with God, and let it all out. All of the things that are bound up inside that are causing the anxiety, all of the things that are causing the fear, and any of the other emotions that we are experiencing, whether that be the depths or whether that be the heights, pour it out, say it all. Take the time actually to be able to unpack it all, everything that's going on. And then listen. Just listen and feel the still small voice, feel the presence of God in His creation and in your heart. As we regroup for the second half of the year, that is the long walk, and that happens every July 7th. So it's individual, it's very contemplative, but it's also very communal. Thousands and thousands of us are doing it around the world. And wherever you go, whatever you do, maybe take a picture or take a selfie or take a video and come back to the Daily Audio Bible Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Audio Bible, and we'll have a post there for the long walk. And inside that post, you can comment and add your pictures. And man, that's so fun. That becomes such an interesting way to see what the day looked like all over the world. And just to make these connection points with each other, the brothers and sisters who are on this journey together. So make plans for that, the 7th of July. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you humbly. If the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone who will listen anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, and to build community around a rhythm that we all share, the rhythm of showing up here every day, because we're showing up for each other. And that matters a lot. And we're showing up for ourselves, and that matters a lot. If that has been life-giving to you, thank you for being life-giving. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian, and I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, family. I'm calling to pray for our family. I'm praying for wisdom, guidance, direction for our finances. We are in a dire strait right now. I have been searching for a job for a few years, and we have used every resource that we've had as far as financially. We're down to like $200, and we have so much that we need to pay and so much debt. We do have a family company, and the family company is not producing what is needed to cover our finances. We do have people who owe us money for work that has been done. We need God's mercy. We need God's wisdom, answers. We need help. Pray that God gives us wisdom and direction as far as the next step to do, and help us to do it collectively and just listen to whatever God would have us to do, whatever work He has for me, whatever He has for my husband, whatever He has for us to do. We're in desperate need right now. Please pray for us.
Hello, this is Peace and Joy from West Michigan. calling once again. I'm sorry I forgot to include this in my previous prayer request, but I need financial provision dearly, since I'm disabled with a very rare neurological illness that no one's ever heard of, so I continue to have to appeal and appeal and appeal, and it's been 4 years without income. So I need that to go through somehow, or if the good Lord would like to provide in another way, that would be great as well. I also rent out rooms in my house, so I'm just praying for some really good-hearted people who would like to stay for more than a month or two, just so I'll have some regular income. I'm getting scared. It's hard not to get scared with this. Yes, but I trust the Lord despite how I feel. I can't always get my feelings to line up with my choices, but I choose to trust God, and I choose to trust you with this prayer request in addition to my other one. So thank you so much again. May God bless all of you and the whole DAB team. I just can't express how much I appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Hi, family. This is Just Right for Jesus, and I'm calling in for our lovely sister, Victorious in Vegas, Trina. You called in feeling like you were a terrible mother. Well, my sweet sister, let me tell you this. The action of taking the time to call in and pour your heart out, seeking prayer, is something that a good mother would do. A lot of people wouldn't have had the courage to do that, so show yourself some love, sister. Don't forget, you were made in the mighty image of the Almighty God that can do all things. Sweet sister, don't let anyone or anybody or any thoughts tell you that you are less than or not enough. I reject those thoughts in the powerful name of Jesus. Away from her, Satan, for she belongs to Christ and Christ alone. She is a bright, strong, smart, beautiful, victorious child of God, and we're not going to let anybody tell her otherwise. Amen. God doesn't make garbage. He makes gems. And you, my sister, are a diamond meant to shine for the world to see. So trust in him, sweet sister. Take a deep breath. For when the weight is too heavy for us to carry alone, we know that the Lord is with us. Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Stay strong, sister. Stay righteous. We love you, but God loves you so much more. And to all the wonderful people that called in or prayed in the background for me and my wife's baby, everything is going great. I'm so thankful for all the words that you guys have said over our family. It just really gets me emotional. I love you guys. I can't express my gratitude with just words for the love that you all have shown me. I'm sorry I haven't been as active calling in. I've been working a lot more to prepare for the baby, and it's a girl. Praise God. Everything's healthy and going well. Thanks to all your guys' prayers. I appreciate you. And I'm almost completely caught up on community prayer, family. I love you. And just remember, no matter who you are, where you are at, no matter how broken or lost you might feel, you are always just right for Jesus. I love you, family. Keep pushing forward.
Hello, DAB community. My name is Mike. I am from Salem, Oregon. I go by the name Psalm 139:14. I just called in to say a prayer for some of the community. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for everything you do. And Lord, you know the needs of the people of the DAB community. Lord, I just wanted to pray for Cowboy. Wanted to pray for his daughter who is having a baby. Lord, I know there's concerns about the pregnancy, and Lord, you just wanted to pray that everything will be okay. Lord, I want to pray for Sarah from Iowa, praying for her sister Carol, who has Parkinson's. There's been some incidents where she has fallen down. Lord, I just want to pray that she has no more setbacks. Lord, I want to pray for Brian from Ohio, and he wanted to pray for the family of Gary Phillips. Gary, I know is now with you. I just wanted to pray for his family for comfort. Lord, I want to pray for little Cherie from Canada. she has requested prayer for Bruce, who is in the hospital, and for Eagle Eye Bruce, who is in prison and is also in the hospital. Lord, I want to pray for Joyce Mayer from Maine, praying for her daughter's uncle, Carl, pray for healing in his body. And Lord, I want to pray for Jamie in New Jersey, praying for him and his son. Jamie needs to tell his team at work that...
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is People on the Water from Indiana, and I'm calling in today for a couple reasons. Number one, to lift up a prayer for our brother, Jamie, in New Jersey, who is not alone but is standing on the Word of God, along with his son Alex and his daughter Katarina. I pray for your son Alex, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, Son of God. Come and bring about friends as if like Peter, Paul, and John around this son. Let him feel comfortable and let him do what according to your purposes. Secondly, for Katarina, lifting her up, sister in the faith, that her eyes might be open, that the scales from her eyes are shed, and that she opens up her eyes to see the beauty of a Savior. Thirdly, for you, Jamie, that you have wisdom and discernment for this job that is going to be happening. And then, very quickly, my father has had some mental and now physical ailments. And I just pray for discernment and peace of how I can support him and make his life a little bit easier, some health scares. And then lastly, I recently fell back into the sin of pornography. So please keep me in your prayers. In Jesus' name, happy prayer walk when that comes next month. Love each and every one of you. Bye for now.
Hello, everyone. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Don from Texas. Your wife, Barbara, has dementia, and she's also fallen. And even as after physical therapy, having a hard time trying to walk. So, God, we ask you go. You heard Don the first time. Thank you for being the miss, give him strength and courage to stand and trust you when it looks like there's no way out. Bless all the nurses and physical therapists who are helping Barbara and help her to get better in her timing, in her way, God. And if that means she won't be able to walk, give her people to help her. It's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.